Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, Anna and Simeon.
What does faith look like? Throughout the stories of the Old Testament, God promised a Savior, a rescuer, who would come and save His people and the whole world from sin. People waited a long, long, long time for this rescuer, this Messiah and King. Some waited their whole lives for God's promise to happen. In the days before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a good man named Simeon lived in Jerusalem. He loved God and had been waiting a long time for God to save the people of Israel.
Yes, hello, I'm Simeon. Many years ago, God's Spirit came to me and told me that I would not die until I had seen the Messiah, the Lord. I am an old man, but I have hope and believe what God's Spirit has told me. Here, let me show you what the scriptures say about the rescuer. I know I read it here the other day. Where is it? Yes, here it is. Through his prophets, God told his people that the king would come as a tiny baby. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. That means God with us. And what a miraculous ministry our rescuer will have. Isaiah the prophet predicted that when the rescuer comes, then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Hear more from the book of Isaiah. Listen to what the Lord says about how the Messiah will save his people. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners." Such good news! And God has promised that I will see the rescuer, the Messiah. What a blessing the Lord has given me in my old age. I wonder when I will meet him.
On the night of Jesus' birth, angels appeared to shepherds and announced Jesus' arrival. They excitedly ran out, telling everyone they knew, but Simeon had not heard this fantastic news yet. Then the time came for Mary and Joseph to do what the law of Moses says a mother is supposed to do after her baby is born.
After a Jewish mother gives birth to a son, she is to stay home for over a month and then offer a sacrifice to the Lord.
So when the time came, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem and presented him to the Lord.
Like the law of the Lord says, each firstborn baby boy belongs to the Lord.
And they went to offer a sacrifice, following what it says in the law of the Lord.
Parents must offer a sacrifice, giving at least a pair of doves or two young pigeons.
So that is what Mary and Joseph did. That same day, the Holy Spirit told Simeon to go to the temple. He may not have known why, but he obeyed anyway.
I need to go to the temple today. God is calling me there. I love it there so much. It's where God's people gather to pray and worship God. I will approach the temple from the east and walk through the beautiful gate. But first I will travel through the court of the Gentiles. It's a very busy place, but it's not because of the people worshiping there, but because of all of the temple money changers and animal sellers. It's like a marketplace.
Welcome to the temple.
Yes, of course. I have birds to sell. Elks and pigeons right here. How many?
and now through the east gate and into the court of the women. I walk through here every day toward the court of the Israelites. There's my friend Anna.
Anna was a prophet of God. She was always at the temple, worshiping daily, fasting, and praying.
Yes, hello. I'm Anna, and I'm here today too. But that's not a surprise, is it? Night and day, I served God in the temple by praying and often going without eating. I am the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. When I was young, I was married for 7 years, but my husband died. That was a long time ago, and now I am 84 years old. Life has been challenging, but God has been very good.
Then Simeon saw Mary and Joseph coming into the temple. They brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying,
"Praise the Lord! He is the Messiah! So wonderful! May I hold him? Lord, I am your servant, and now I can die in peace because you have kept your promise to me. With my own eyes, I have seen what you have done to save your people, and foreign nations will also see this. Your mighty power is a light for all nations, and it will bring honor to your people, Israel."
Jesus' parents were surprised at what Simeon had said. Then he blessed them and told Mary,
"This child of yours will cause many people in Israel to fall and others to stand. The child will be like a warning sign. Many people will reject him, and you, Mary, will suffer as though you had been stabbed by a dagger. But all this will show what people are really thinking."
At this time, Anna came in and praised God.
"Oh, I've prayed for this day, waiting and daily reminding God of his promise to send us a rescuer. And now it's here, his promise of redemption."
She spoke about the child Jesus to everyone who hoped for Jerusalem to be set free.
Praise God!
I praise the Lord!
God has fulfilled
his promises.
The Messiah
has come! Come and see!
Come and see!
Come and see!
After Joseph and Mary had done everything that the law of the Lord commanded, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. The child Jesus grew. He became strong and wise, and God blessed him. Anna and Simeon were patient and persistent in their faith. They had hope in what was to come, and God rewarded their strong faith by allowing them to see the Messiah Jesus as a baby. Anna responded in joy and thanksgiving, telling everyone about God's rescue plan. The promised Messiah had come as a humble servant, not as the conquering king that many were looking for. He would save God's people from their sins. If you would like to read more stories about Jesus, check out the Gospel books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're in the New Testament part of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.